Kia ora, my name's Audrey Baldwin. I am the curator and producer that's been working alongside Ototahi Creative Spaces to put together the Sanctuary exhibition, as well as all of the events, activations and fun things that are going on around Tauranga. This was a very ambitious project that we undertook. Not only is it a traditional art exhibition with works on the wall, we wanted to spread that creativity through every floor of the building. And so we've done that by having things like removable sticker googly eyes, surprise bookmarks that the artists have created, like little gifts and slipped into publications all around. And I guess that was a very conscious decision to say that the place for creativity, it's boundless, it's everywhere, and it's inviting adventure, exploration and imagination. The decals have also been made in response not only to the kaupapa of the floors, but it all ties in with the cultural narratives, so that we had a real sense of place and meaning and identity, and that kind of also built into a lot of the artwork. Why exhibit in a library? I think because it's accessible. It's a space that's genuinely for everyone. It's one of the few non-commercially driven community spaces, and that's radical. It's been a really welcoming environment. We've had such wonderful support, and it truly has felt like a partnership every step of the way. There are numerous studies globally that show the transformative effect that art, creativity, and a sense of community has on people. This is part of why Ototahi Creative Spaces exists. It knows the power of creativity. It knows that anyone experiencing mental distress is going to benefit from having an opportunity to do self-expression, a way to help process emotion, and do that in a way that's beyond words. So it's worth noting that this show, it's not going to stay as it is. We've got over 70 artworks that we want to showcase, which means that we're going to have multiple hangs. So the show opened in November, and then come December, we're going to take the artworks on the wall down and put some new ones up, and the same again in January. So it's going to be changing all the time. So we're taking over. It really is a creative takeover. Not just a residency. We've made a cup of tea, we've made ourselves very comfy, we've brought our crocheted blanket and some bean bags. We hope you do too.
My name's Chahaya Milne. I'm 20 and I'm job seeking. So the artwork that I've created is called Blue Nude, and it's three or four different nude printmaking that I've done. They embody like women empowerment and self-love and feeling good about yourself. I think it's an incredible opportunity, and I'm so grateful that my art is being shown in such a public space that's used so frequently by people that are like trying to access knowledge. Libraries have played a pretty big influence in my like growing up. As a little kid until about the age of 15, I was super into reading, and then school took over. Once I finish a print, I'm like, oh, I've accomplished something. It gives me worth and it gives my life meaning. So that really helps with my mental well-being. And I feel like I can call myself an artist at this point in my life, and it feels really fulfilling.
Hi, my name's Rebecca, she, her pronouns. I've working on a decal for the elevator. It's going to be quite like collage-y, inspired by street art style. With the new like creative software and all the creative floor, it's kind of brought me back to the library. The creative process, focus on your art and have something to show for it. Helps with confidence and stuff. After the 15th, check out the lifts at Tauranga on your way up.
Kia ora, I'm Samantha, and I'm one of the Māori artists at Ototahi Creative Spaces. I currently have two pieces of artwork in the Sanctuary exhibition at Tauranga that I created. Both of them are in the style of neurographic art, which I'm very passionate about. And on behalf of the Māori artist, I'm also designing a vinyl print to go on the elevator that will have a beautiful whakatauki on it. I think it's an awesome opportunity having the Sanctuary exhibition on, especially during this peak holiday season. The library is such an accessible place that everyone can go, so it's awesome being able to share our creativity with the public. For me, libraries are one of my safe places throughout the city where I like to go and spend time if I'm needing some time to myself, and I love building the connections with the library team during the drop-in creative sessions they hold. For me, art is my safe space, especially at the OCS studios. Sometimes just getting out of bed and turning up to the studios feels like the hardest thing to do, but I know once I get to the studios, I can use the space how I need, and at least I've accomplished something for the day by getting up, getting dressed and showing up. So art really helps with my well-being and helps me stay well.